Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The main thing is right now is it was reported to us. The staff acted quickly and fast, and we were able to quickly find the individual, bring it to where the kids could all be reunited with their family, and our investigation is going to continue.
A tragedy thwarted in Kenosha Thursday. The Kenosha Police Department says it believed it stopped a potential school shooting at Roosevelt Elementary School Thursday morning. They say a 13-year-old boy walked into the school with what they describe as a, quote, suspicious bag and was also acting suspiciously. Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton.
The suspect was intercepted by school staff members, and he fled on foot. The Kenosha Police Department saturated the area and immediately began investigating the incident. As the investigation began to unfold, we requested the assistance from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the Pleasant Prairie Police Department. Our social media team, in tandem with Kenosha Unified, Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, Pleasant Prairie Police Department, posted the photo of the suspect, and we immediately asked for the community's help. We received numerous tips regarding the identity and location of the person depicted in the photo. Some of those tips guided our investigation and led to the arrest of a 13-year-old KUSD student.
Again, that's Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton. So here's how it played out yesterday. The 13-year-old walked up to the school, attempted to gain access into the school through various doors. He found them all locked. He then went to the front door, so he was able to either just open that front door or he was buzzed in. At that point, he was in an entrance area, like that vestibule between like the front door and then the actual doors to let you into the school building. You know, when you walk into a school, it's like your left-hand side. Normally, you'll have the big window. The secretaries are there. You give them your ID, check in. You speak at school. You know what it looks like.
I walk into school all the time. If you have kids at school and have gone to pick them up or done anything in school, yes, you can get in those first doors, but then someone is there behind the glass to make sure that when they let you into the rest of the school, right, it's somebody who's cleared to do that.
So that's what happened. He was then confronted by school staff members. I believe the superintendent said it ultimately was a teacher. When they questioned him what the boy was doing, he then fled on foot. He was arrested a couple hours later. Again, tragedy averted. So what stuck out to me on this story, Vince, were a couple of things. One was the way that the school staff acted, letting the boy into the secure area, questioning him, then confronting him. That's exactly what they're supposed to do, and they've learned through training, as said by District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss.
Student safety is a top priority, and our safety measures are designed to provide a safe learning and working environment. Our buildings with secured entrances, like Roosevelt, provide us with an extra layer of protection. I want to acknowledge our staff, who acted quickly and engaged law enforcement so they could do their part to detain the suspect. They may not have known in the exact moment what was happening, but their actions were heroic and prevented the unfathomable. The support that followed from the Kenosha Police Department, the Kenosha Sheriff's Department, Pleasant Prairie Police Department, Mayor Bogdala, and all other surrounding law enforcement agencies was nothing short of astounding.
The other thing that stuck out to me was something that you heard the police chief say just a few minutes ago regarding who helped out with this incident.
Social media team, in tandem with Kenosha Unified, Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, Pleasant Prairie Police Department, posted the photo of the suspect, and we immediately asked for the community's help.
The social media team, Chief Patton says, because the suspect had posted a video of himself on social media.
We can confirm that we received at least one video depicting the suspect holding what we believe is a firearm. We also have information that the suspect performed multiple internet searches related to school shootings prior to the incident. The video will show the suspect walking with what we believe to be a rifle. He manipulates the rifle and appears to be practicing room entry techniques. It was this video, coupled with some of the aforementioned information we had today, that drove our massive response by law enforcement.
So you can't see the video here on the radio, obviously, but we did get a peek at what they looked like. The Kenosha Police Department did show the videos at that press conference at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and it's exactly as he describes. There was a like camera set up like you would do a TikTok dance, essentially, like on the floor, angled up, and you could see the boy walking back and forth and aiming the gun and all doing all those types of things. He was eventually arrested again about 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon.
But that's so one of the reasons you got to stay in touch with your kids and make sure that if they're not comfortable coming to you or comfortable coming forward publicly, there are channels in virtually every school district to report things anonymously when you see this stuff on social media. They're in a position also to police themselves about things that they see that disturb them and make sure they're properly investigated. Tragedy averted indeed in Kenosha.